Hello and welcome back. Today we are here at the end of Module 1 and Lesson 3. For most of you, this is Day 5 of your Breakthrough Branding journey with me. We are going to be talking about how you are in the driver's seat for your own personal brand, and where I will be introducing you to the concept of brand strategy. The key message I want you to receive from this particular lesson is what being in the driver's seat really means. There has been a fundamental shift in who determines your career goals, why personal branding has become so important as a career differentiator, and I will teach you about the mindset you will need to embrace to drive your brand. As you well know, the world is changing. Whether it's the demographic upheavals or the massive change in digital technology, I don't have to tell you this. Many of you are living it. Everywhere we turn, we're hearing the word disruption. It doesn't matter what industry it is, and I can count 19 different industries I've been involved with from all over the globe. There are new business models emerging for leadership and career development. Things are changing. Years ago, if there were 10 people that applied for a position, only 3 would be qualified. There are now easily 7 qualified applicants for one position. So what makes you stand out? The answer to that question is what we are exploring as you go through this whole process of defining your personal brand. Organizations are very different. Many of the large organizations are moving towards a matrix structure, lots of dotted line reporting. This means that you now have more relationships to manage, and probably more than you've had to manage in the past. What it also means is that you now have more choices about the direction that your career can take. And while a path might have been laid out more clearly in the past, you are presented today with many more options and opportunities. I think one of my favorite quotes that came out of a coaching session was from somebody who referred to a line in a movie from 1999 called The Matrix, when he said, "I wish we had a Morpheus of our own at corporate." In the movie, Morpheus was someone who offered the main character 2 pills, a red one and a blue one. He could take the red pill, which would have him understand the painful reality of life, but he could never turn back, or he could take the blue pill and remain in blissful ignorance. Well, we're not going to be taking the blue pill today. We're going to swallow the red pill and talk about the reality of personal branding. Here is one of the most important concepts of breakthrough branding. No one is going to build your brand except for you. Let me say that one more time. No one is going to build your brand except for you. Not your boss, not your colleagues, not HR, nobody else. You take the wheel, you are in the driver's seat, and you will figure out what direction you want to go. I want you to know that being in the driver's seat really is a very good thing. It absolutely is. It means that there are more choices open to you. But it also means that you require a new set of tools, or at least you must add to the tools you already have. People get so caught up in being busy with their careers that they don't pause long enough to think about some of the things that we will discuss in this course, where you will learn how critical it is to see a career as viewed from a mountaintop. And throughout this journey, you will learn to create opportunities and embrace them, and you can decide not to let future opportunities slip away. Remember what we've talked about over the past 2 lessons, missed opportunities. Those 2 words sum up the difference between someone who has a strong brand and someone who lives in that neutral zone. Socrates reminds us that the secret to change is to focus all of your energy not on fighting the old, but on building the new. And that is the direction that we are going in. This is called brand strategy. Brand strategy offers you a chance to take a 360-degree view of your career. What you see here is a wonderful book of Mount Fuji, and when you open up the book, it actually turns all the way around, and you can see through 360 degrees of Mount Fuji. I thought it was a neat, clever idea, and it really is a great analogy for what it could be like if we could sit down with our own personal brand, open it up like this book, where we can see all the sides. We have a lot to think about from all directions. We have our direct and indirect reports. We have our peers and our colleagues to think about. And then we have senior leaders to consider. And in many of your worlds, they may be additional areas to worry about, such as partners or suppliers or customers. But for today, I'm simply going to talk through just those 3. The direct and indirect reports, the peers and colleagues level, and then the senior leaders level. Most people do well with only 2 of the 3 levels. In all these years, I've never found anyone who excels at all three levels. There is always room for improvement in at least one of those levels. Some people do one of the levels perfectly. Others will do two of the three perfectly. But I never find anyone that does all three perfectly. You need to ask yourself, which level is a missed opportunity for me? Here's how I inspire people to start thinking about this, because the first reaction is often very different than what the final thought is. Awareness is the first step. Here's step one. Go ahead and pause this video for just a moment, and I want you to find a piece of paper. And on that piece of paper, I want you to list out on the left side of it, with plenty of space in between each of the levels, I want you to write out senior leaders at the top, peers and colleagues in the middle, and direct and indirect reports towards the bottom. Then I want you to actually list out 3 to 5 names under each level. For our purposes here in this course, I listed out 3. Again, pause here if you need to, and think about these people. Okay, have you listed the names? Step 2. I want you to rate your relationship with the people that you wrote down on the paper on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being I don't know them very well, and 10 being we have a great relationship. So using the example I had before, I would list out 3, John, Mary, and Steve, and I would give them a scale of 1 to 10. You see that I gave John an 8, Mary a 6, and Steve a 2. You can pause the video again and make sure you've done that before we continue. Now step 3. For anyone that you have ranked higher than a 5, I want you to go an additional step. I want you to actually list out what you know about them, and it doesn't matter what kind of detail it is. So let me show you, for example, here I have John, Mary, and Steve. Let's see, what I did is I went ahead and I listed out John. John, he was a graduate of Clemson, been with the company 13 years. I remember that he recently got back from vacation. I do remember him talking about his kids in college. He's married, I think. I'm a little stalled. I can't come up with 3 more. So then I go to Mary. Mary. Well, I do remember that she's a graduate of a local college. She's new to the company, only been here 2 years. She loves avocados. Why do I remember that? Because I see her eating avocados at lunch every day. I know that she's big into fitness, and I think she's married, I believe. Okay, I can't fill out the 6th one. Well, if I were continuing to do this, I might as well go ahead and list out Steve, but this is usually how the conversation plays out. Steve. Well, I know he got a bad haircut last week. He's really quiet, doesn't really speak in meetings. You know what? I'm afraid I don't know much about him. All right, do this for yourself. And here's the way you score it, the way you test out whether your perception is reality. You take the first one, John. You take Mary, and then you take the next one, and you add all the numbers together of the things that you listed. So, for example, I only listed for John 5 out of 8 items. I thought my relationship with him was an 8, but I could only list 5 things, so I can only count 5. For Mary, I said our relationship was a 6, but I could only list 5 things. And for Steve, I listed out 2. So that's a score of 12. So I would do that through the whole sheet, because I made a simple rule. If someone really thinks their relationship is a 10, then they should easily be able to list out 10 different things that they know about that person. I can't tell you how many times someone tells me, oh yes, my relationship is a 9 or even a 10. And then when I ask further questions, they can only list out 3 or 4 general details. It goes back to this question I asked you earlier. Which level is a missed opportunity? The scoring is going to help you figure out for yourself whether or not perception is reality. You take all of your scores, 12 for the senior leaders. You then add everything up you wrote about peers and colleagues. Perhaps you had a score of 27 for our example here today. And for direct and indirect reports, perhaps you had a score of 33. So from this sheet, the missed opportunity lies in the senior leader category. This is just a quick test for you to figure out if you really do have the relationships that you think. And this is going to be important as we continue in the modules, because you need to have a good understanding of whether your perception matches reality. If you are like most I work with, the high ratings might not match the number of details you were able to list on your sheet. If there is an aha for you, commit to connect. Find a way to connect to them over the next week. Learn a little bit more about them so that you can increase the relationship currency that you would like to have, which we will talk about later. And by the way, you get extra points for learning about life outside of work. That wraps it up for Lesson 3. Module 1 is now officially finished. I will see you in Module 2.